Blog Talk Radio.
Didn't have music. Hey, this, oh, there we go. We're going to hear the whole song today. So. Sorry about that.
I went to bed last night thinking of you. No one I saw heaven's eye. I could see the way I felt before. Yes, I know.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. Happy Tuesday, everyone. This is your host, Melissa Bilardi. We are recording live and podcasting all about help for Huntington's disease every week at about 3:30 PST and 6:30 EST and 11:30 p.m. UK time. Our call-in numbers are 310-982 and 877-497-4103. When you call in, press 1. I'll cue you into the show. Please tell all your friends and family about Help for HD and click follow on our show page to get email reminders of upcoming episodes. And thank you for your support and interest in Help for HD programming. We now have more than 8,200 listeners. Thank you so much. Our incredible special guest tonight is Joe Giuliano. He is Director of Clinical Operations at CHDI Foundation. He has just returned from World Congress on Huntington's Disease in Melbourne, Australia. So we'll get to hear a little bit about that, but the main topic tonight is going to be about the transition of the cohort study, which stands for Cooperative Huntington's Observational Research Trial, and it's transitioning into Enroll-HD, which is a global study. Joe is working hard at developing the platform for the Enroll-HD transition to take place very soon, and Joe is what I call a super-duper HD trooper. And a warrior for HD. So welcome to Help for HD, Joe. How are you tonight?
I'm good, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
I'm so happy to have you on the show tonight. I'm sorry about the little confusion on the music there. So, Joe, tell us a little bit about your background and what brought you to CHDI.
Well, my background is I'm trained as a nurse, and I started my clinical and research career in at an academic medical institution and worked in pediatric neurology for a number of years. And after that, I entered the pharmaceutical industry and worked in a variety of therapeutic areas and learned the business of developing drugs.
Wow.
And therapies for a variety of diseases. Basically what brought me to CHDI was through a recruiter. I wasn't at the time looking for a new job, but I was contacted by a recruiter, and I was just really very, very intrigued by the idea of a not-for-profit organization working to develop treatments for Huntington's disease. Mm-hmm. So between my interest in learning more about that and being impressed and motivated by the focus of the mission, I expressed an interest, and here we are.
That's great. Now, you're also working not for but with the Huntington Study Group, right, with the clinical trials?
Well, I don't work directly with the Huntington Study Group, but CHDI certainly collaborates with the Huntington Study Group as well as the European Huntington's Disease Network, and we're working with physicians and scientists in Latin America on developing a network in Latin America. The
Wonderful.
Latin American Huntington's Disease Network. So
okay.
It's, you know, I'm really fortunate to be in a position where I can work with and try to help such talented people on the search for treatments.
That's great. Well, tell us, how was World Congress? I mean, there were, I've seen some pretty funny stuff, actually, on HD Buzz. They had a couple of videos that were pretty fun. But the serious part of it is what I'm kind of interested in, and, you know, what happens at World Congress?
Well, the World Congress was great. It's the World Congress on Huntington's Disease is held every 2 years. And before Melbourne, Australia, it was held in Vancouver, Canada. And I think one of the interesting and unique things about World Congress is that they focus on two main areas, and that is scientific research. So there's a lot of sessions for scientists and physician investigators on the latest therapies and, you know, results from experiments that are currently being done in labs around the world. And there's also another track, and that's clinical care. So it's a really good combination of science and learning about how to improve the quality of life for Huntington's disease patients and their families as well.
And I bet you can help with both because of your background.
Well, I'm very focused on what we're trying to do here at CHDI, and that's to develop treatments for Huntington's disease.
Right. Now, are we seeing a paradigm shift in the development of new trials for HD, or are we going global with everything? Or?
I think, well, I think, I don't know if I, there's a lot of great things that are happening, and there's a lot of reasons to be hopeful.
Right.
Our business is, you know, sometimes goes a little slower than we would like because of it's just the nature of our business and the work that we do. But there are a lot of interesting things that are happening and a lot of fantastic new treatments that could potentially come to the clinic within the next 5 years or so. So I do think that there's a shift, though. You bring up a good point about global clinical trials.
Mm-hmm.
And I think when you really think about as treatments go from the laboratory bench into the clinical setting, as more and more of them sort of move through that pipeline, we're going to need more and more patients and participants mm-hmm. for clinical trials. So it makes sense to really expand the reach and to work together as a global community to get these studies done. I don't know if you noticed there was a recent press release from the company NeuroSearch.
I did see that.
Announcing
regarding
their
Prime.
I'm sorry?
Is that regarding the Prime HD?
Yes, regarding Prime HD, right, and their investigational product, Huntexel.
Yeah.
But if you notice there, the clinical trial that they'll be doing is a global clinical trial and could potentially include sites in Latin America as well. So it's very, very exciting.
That was the AR-16 trial?
ACR-16.
ACR, sorry.
Yeah.
Is that a drug?
It is. It's an investigational drug.
Great. Good news to have more things coming online and new trials. Unfortunately, they take so long, but have to be done safely, right? So, Joe, what does your day look like at CHDI? What are you doing there? How do you? And, you know, I'm looking at your education training and to see how did that prepare you for what you are doing now?
Well, that's a good question. it's hard to explain my day because it's very different every day,
I'm sure.
Which makes it exciting.
Good.
And recently there's been a lot of travel as well, so...
keep you on your toes.
It's not always at the desk here at the office that I'm working. But, you know, I think basically what we try to do is enable our collaborators and work with the HD research community to achieve the common goal that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
So... a lot of us that work here at CHDI have the privilege of being able to provide, obviously, you know, funding, but also advice and scientific input into a lot of the programs and projects that we're involved in.
Right.
So a lot of my day is talking with scientists, talking with physicians, investigators, working on different contracts and budgets, and thinking about, you know, how we can effectively work together to, in my case, execute clinical trials.
Right.
And obviously the majority of my time right now is spent on Enroll-HD and transitioning from cohort and registry into the Enroll-HD study.
Right. Speaking of that, let's talk about Enroll-HD. And will this be like, will it naturally transition from cohort, or how are you arranging all that?
Yeah, so Enroll-HD is very much like cohort, and also
the... And tell us again what cohort is so that people...
Sure.
I know a lot of people know, but some of us don't know.
So cohort has been going on for about 6 years now under the leadership of Ira Scholson,
right,
and the Huntington Study Group, and it's been sponsored by CHDI. And it's a longitudinal observational study that collected a core set of data on patients, family members who either have the gene or at risk, and also family members who are gene negative. And that core set of data that's collected, that has been collected over the 6 years, is a wealth of information that can help us to learn more about the natural history of Huntington's disease. And it's been a fabulous success over 6 years.
Great.
There's a similar study that's also going on called Registry in Europe.
Okay.
So the two of those studies sort of have the same or similar objectives, but they're slightly different studies in terms of the information that they collect and samples that they collect as well. So... it's sort of a natural progression that we would want to sort of combine those efforts into one standardized common study that collects a common element of data and samples from participants and family members around the world.
Now, is this something that you can roll into Enroll-HD?
Yeah. Yeah,
for example,
so,
do you have a program set up that you're going to be exporting data into, or how does that
yeah,
work?
So there's we're setting up several phases. The first
okay.
phase is to obviously get the sites who are previously participants in cohort. Enable them to go through their institutional review board and institutional contracts process mm-hmm. so that they can become an Enroll-HD site and begin to call back their cohort participants so that those participants can come into the Enroll-HD study after being consented. That process is going to work over probably about a year, but the process of starting the contracts and institutional review board approvals will be starting very soon.
Wow. How long does that take?
It varies. For some places, it takes a long time to get an institutional review board to approve the consent form and the protocol and get contracts and budgets in place.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
sometimes
you have a database just for that, right?
A little too long, in my opinion. But, the people at the sites work, the study coordinators and the investigators at the sites work really, really hard to get all that work done. And it is a lot of work.
Wow.
To get the studies up and running.
Sounds like a lot of organizational work to be done.
It is a lot of organizational work, and there's a lot of questions to answer and
mm-hmm.
project management. Lots of project management skills are needed to really get these studies started up.
That's amazing. Well, you know what? I need to break in here just for a second. It's 15 minutes through the show already. Can you believe it? Time to break in for announcements. You're listening to Help for HD. This is Melissa, your host, and our incredible special guest tonight is Joe Giuliano from CHDI. Our call-in numbers are 310-982-4227 and 877-4103. We are recording live, but you can also listen again right after the end of the show. A few announcements here real quick. Our introductory music tonight, and sorry about the mess up on that, is Heaven's Eyes. We're going to listen to it at the end again by Joe Chavera. Joe is a dear friend of JHD and HD, and he's donating a portion of the proceeds from his CD to benefit the Huntington's Disease Film Project at wehaveafaith.org, which is actually the brainchild of James Valvano and supported by a team of prominent individuals within the JHD and HD community, of whom I'm honored to be a part of. The components of wehaveafaith.org feature the Huntington's Disease Film Project, education, resources, and information to bring awareness to our community about Huntington's disease. One of the newest features on wehaveafaith.org is a page called Help for HD. Fancy that. With many links and items to help educate and inform you. Go to wehaveafaith.org/HelpForHD, and there Help for HD is featuring a new brochure for law enforcement education called On the Road, Help for HD, and an ID card designed by Clarice Miller at DeShalmar for JHD and HD, as well as many educational informational links. Go to wehaveafaith.org/HelpForHD, and let's start talking to our law enforcement agencies about HD. We're hoping that this brochure will aid law enforcement professionals in your community in the event they encounter a person who is symptomatic with HD. Also, please help with Project Hear Us for Huntington's disease by going to wehaveafaith.org/hear-us, and let's make a big impact for HD by sending our stories to the New York Times. The instructions and links with examples of text are on the website to make the process very quick and easy. We're not helpless and hopeless. Be bold for HD. Please ask everyone you know affected by JHD and HD to do the same. We need to make a loud noise in order for the world to hear us. It's all about giving JHD and HD a voice that everyone will hear, always in love and light. And upcoming shows real quick, that was yesterday, and we have to reschedule Maddie Ellison, so I'm sorry about that. October 3rd, Help for HD, we are going to have a new show called The HD View, and we're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that most of us are not talking about yet. So we're going to stir things up a bit. October 10th, Help for JHD is going to be the JHD Natural History Study with Stacy Vick and Michelle Harold at the University of Iowa. October 17, Help for HD. I'm trying to get Dr. Malcolm Casale from the University of California. He's pretty much said yes, so I think that's going to be a go. We're going to be talking about stem cell research on that show. October 24th is going to be Help for HD with Dr. LaVon Goodman, and we're going to be talking about the Public Library of Science algorithm, a treatment for HD, a new algorithm just going up on PLOS. So that's going to be really exciting. And now we're back to Joe. Okay, so Joe, we're talking about Enroll HD, and I'm kind of wondering what kind of infrastructure is in place for the transition now. I know you're talking about phases, but okay.
So right now we have a working group structure. It's made up of 8 working groups that is dealing with and focusing on a lot of different issues like data privacy and protection, ethics mm-hmm. and regulatory considerations, data management, site agreements and consent forms. These working groups have about 85 participants, you know, clinicians, researchers, family members from about 19 countries, and we've completed about 65 working group meetings up to this. So it's a pretty mature infrastructure.
Wow.
And they've really accomplished a lot. For example, we now have a final protocol. We've worked out a lot of the details about our biospecimen collection and repository.
Mm-hmm.
We have a template site agreement. The consent forms are ready to go out. So this is one part of our infrastructure. The other part of the infrastructure is we're working with a contract research organization called Outcome Sciences in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Right.
And the folks at Outcome have special expertise in these types of observational studies.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a global infrastructure that will really and has really helped us a lot in terms of executing this project. We also have an excellent executive oversight committee, and the executive oversight committee is made up of physicians from all the different regions or represented, and they've been providing us great counsel and assistance in this process of starting things up. So we'll eventually transition from the current infrastructure, which is really designed to help us deal with some of the complex issues of starting up a global study like this in HD, to a more permanent governance structure for the study. And obviously, the most important thing, the participants and the family members and the sites that actually do all the work.
Now, how are you going to get the information out about Enroll HD?
So we have a temporary website. So that's one main mechanism for communicating. And we have a lot of the minutes from all those working group meetings are posted. And you can access that website by going to www.enroll-hd.org. So that
right.
is a great source for information. And also we're sending out a periodic newsletter and email blasts about the progress we're making. And you can get on that email list by emailing info@enroll-hd.org.
Now, is that also a link on enrollhd.org, or is this just a side?
It's a side.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we want to make sure that if folks out there want to get on this email list, they need to go to info@enroll-hd.org.
Right.
Okay. Great. Mm-hmm. Okay. This is kind of an obvious question. But I need to ask it, and why do we need a global initiative?
It's a good question, and it's one that a lot of people have asked. You know, why do we need to make this change? And it's a good question. I think there's a couple of reasons. The first reason is more and more of the studies that we do are going to be global. I think, you know, the recent press release from Neurosearch is evidence of that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's going to be any studies going forward, that at least phase three pivotal studies, that are not going to be done in the global setting. Number two is just for some of the scientific questions we want to ask using data from a longitudinal study, it requires that we do a much larger study with a standardized data set. So, for example, two areas of very interesting research are in genetic modifiers and environmental modifiers.
Right.
So this gets at the fundamental question of, so as we all know, that the CAG length has, to some degree, can predict the age of onset of symptoms. But that's accounts for about 60% of the variance, so 40% is due to some other causes.
Right.
And many people have speculated that there could be other genetic modifiers, or in addition, there could be environmental modifiers. Well, to do studies to find out,
like maybe comorbid diseases or something,
requires, yeah, very, very large numbers of patients, and it requires a standardized database of clinical data.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another reason why we really need to have standardization in the biosample collection, standardization in the clinical data that's collected, and also we need to have access to large numbers of participants in order to answer some of those questions.
So this is going to be a direct effect on, or impact on, the demographics and the stats, right? Or
I'm sorry, go ahead.
It seems like the stats that we have now are so stale.
Well, I think there's, I mean, registry, the current studies, cohort and registry, you know, are incredibly rich data sets. So they're out there and they're available to any researcher to data mine and answer, you know, answer questions with. Mm-hmm. So I think from that, in that respect, there's a lot of very, very useful data that people can access, that scientists can access.
How would we go about doing that?
Well, each of those studies has sort of a different process for accessing the data. So that's another, I guess, argument for, you know, doing Enroll HD, so that there's one system. But that being said, people can go to the HSG website.
Okay.
Which is www.huntington-study-group.org.
Right.
Or they can go to www.euro-hd.net.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
And they can the European Huntington's Disease Network website has instructions on how to access the registry database and HSG for cohort.
Wonderful. I'm really interested in getting, you know, newer statistics on you know, what we're dealing with as far as
in terms of prevalence and
It just seems like the data that we have is so outdated. And
yeah, I see what you're saying. Yeah,
I know for a fact that we have way more HD people than what most are saying. So we're getting ready to go off the show already, the live portion of the show. I want to keep talking to you, Joe, but I wanted to also just close the live portion already. People can come back around and listen to the recorded version and get all the behind the scenes and extra stuff that we're going to be talking about. But I want to conclude the live portion of the show tonight and thank you, Joe, for an informational, inspirational program.
My pleasure.
And lots of great information about what you're doing with CHDI. You may reach Joe at joseph.giuliano, that's G as in George, IULIANO at chdifoundation.org, and reach me at helpforhd@yahoo.com. And please send me your requests. Good night, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD. And we're going to be off in one second. We're off already. Can that go fast?
Yeah, it does.
I sometimes wonder if I should just schedule 45 minutes. But anyway, so you're just doing an amazing job. I'm so impressed with all the coordinating that you're doing and collaborating. It's got to be exhausting for you. But tell us what goes into the planning process for something of this caliber.
Yeah, it's well, there's because it's a global study, and you know, we're dealing with. You see, I think it's 28 countries.
Wow.
And 210 sites. So a lot of the planning has to do with knowing and understanding the regulations in a lot of the different countries. So, you know, the starting of a study involves ethics reviews and contracts and things like that. And not every country, nothing is standardized. Everything is different in a lot of in the different countries. So, and then besides that, within countries, there's institutions that have different processes and you know, customs as well. So, it takes a lot of coordinating from a regulatory perspective.
Are you multilingual?
No, I'm not.
That's going to be the hard part.
But I've spent, that's one of the reasons why we are working with Outcome Sciences, is because they have offices around the world, and they have access to local attorneys and regulators and clinical research associates that speak the local language, and can that does help a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, how do you think Enroll HD will affect the future of clinical trials and clinical research?
Well, I think it has the potential to impact it quite a bit. If you look at Enroll HD as a research as a platform, you can potentially see how it could obviously impact on providing researchers with data that could answer some very important questions, number one. Number two, if we're able to achieve, which it's my dream that we'll be able to achieve, getting at least one-third of every HD patient or at-risk person into the study, that means we'll have access for clinical trials to a large number of people. And you can, and companies that want to develop a drug or start a clinical trial, CHDI, HSG, any of the other organizations, can then tap into that patient pool.
Yeah.
And that could be a very, very powerful tool.
Well, it could also expedite things, don't you think?
Absolutely. Yes,
trials,
absolutely.
And research.
Yeah. So, you know,
Which is really what we need.
We all know that the vast majority of clinical trials in all diseases, and HD is no different, are behind schedule and take longer than we anticipate to recruit and finish. So we need to buck that trend, and we really need to work together to make sure that that doesn't happen anymore.
I agree 150%. I noticed on the CHDI site there was a PDF on the GSID HD. That's for the researchers, right?
Yes, the Global Site Investigator Database.
So are you thinking that maybe the Enroll HD might be kind of the Global Site Patient Database?
Well, I think so the Global Site Investigator Database is basically a database of all the sites that mm-hmm. participate in clinical research around the world. So we hope to have all of the centers that are involved in Enroll HD on that site.
That's
and
great.
It's a resource, basically.
Right.
You know, again, one of our goals is to enable and collaborate and provide resources for others, and this could be a potential resource for, again, other pharmaceutical companies, other
right.
researchers to find sites that could help them with conducting studies.
I'm just seeing a correlation between the global site for investigators and the global patient, you know,
yeah.
Participation in Enroll HD, and I'm thinking, okay, we're moving into a new
phase.
Concept,
yeah.
And I like what I see and hear. Just waiting to see how quickly we can transition, you know.
Mhm. Yeah.
So, you're doing great work.
Thanks a lot, Melissa.
What do you
You're
see
doing
as a
great
time-
work too.
Oh, thank you. So, thank you. What do you see as a timeline for this transition?
Well, it's going to take some time. So, I think it's going to probably go into 2013.
Okay.
I think our plans right now are to have all of the registry and the current cohort and registry sites on board with Enroll HD by the end of 2012. And then there are some other countries that are also interested in participating that don't currently participate in either of the studies. And then I think into 2013 we'll probably begin to focus on some of those other countries as well.
Get your
but when you think about how far we've come, it's
wow.
kind of it's in we've been working at this for 8 months now, and I think we've made some really significant progress.
It sounds like you have a great team of people working together.
Absolutely.
For the same thing, which is so impressive. And I love your dream about seeing a one-third of the HD population around the world becoming involved. And I'm going to be promoting that for you.
Great. That's great.
Wherever I go. I have a support group here in the Central Coast, too, so I'll be sending notices out. And Facebook is a good place to really push and promote. And it's very real time. So, you know, you have to kind of realize that you have to keep going back and
mm-hmm.
reminding people.
Mm-hmm.
So how can our listeners become involved? How would you like to see them get involved in Enroll HD?
Well, we'd like to have them enroll in the study.
Okay.
That's the number one. So when the study comes to your community, and if you're currently a cohort participant in cohort, first of all, thank you, and everyone in the HD community appreciates your efforts. And
cohort.
Obviously, we'd encourage the former cohort participants to roll over into
yeah.
Enroll HD, we're going to be looking at strategies and efforts to really promote this and encourage as many people. The dream is 30% in the study. You know, sometimes I don't know if you do it, but when I go to give a talk, like to a support group or something, I ask, so how many people are in cohort or how many people are in
right.
predict? And, you know, it's not everybody's hand
right.
that goes up.
About half of my group are actually in cohort, so I'm really happy to.
That's fantastic, yeah.
Yeah, I'm happy about that. And so we'll be talking more about Enroll HD. And when you're ready to launch the actual study, I'm sure there will be materials to be had and that kind of thing?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Keep me on your list, please.
And I'll come back on if
yes.
invited.
We'll definitely have you back on, and I so appreciate you spending the time with us today.
Thanks for everything you do, Melissa.
What you're doing. And I'm going to go ahead and play the song. Do you have anything else that you would like to, information that you'd like
no,
to
No, just thank you for all you do and appreciate the invitation, and I've enjoyed the time.
Yes, I have too. And listen, you can go to www.chdifoundation.org for more information about CHDI. And can we email you, Joe, with any comments or questions?
Absolutely. If I don't get back to you right away, give me some time.
And that's joseph.giuliano, and that's G as in George, I-U-L-I-A-N-O, at chdifoundation.org. And also, please go to enroll-hd.org and check out the temporary website for the Enroll Study. Also, if you'd like to get on the email list, please go to info@enroll-hd.org. That's what I'm going to do as soon as I hang up here. And also you can check out www.euro-hd.net. And again, Joe Giuliano, I'm so happy that you came on the show. I love your dream. Let's get 30% of our HD population in Enroll HD. This is a really fabulous study that we're excited about. So, again, Joe, thank you so much for coming on the show. And we'll have you back on when we're ready to launch the study.
Great.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and mute us out. We're going to listen to Heaven's Eyes by Joe Chavera, a wonderful song, and proceeds will benefit our Huntington's Disease Film Project. So here we go. Again, Joe, have a great night, and thank you so much.
Thank you.
Heaven's eyes. I went to bed last night thinking of you. Knowing I saw heaven's eyes, I could see the way I felt before. Yes, I know this must be more. I gotta hold you. Seems like you magically appear. I talk about your style, talk about your beauty. When I look at you, I see heaven's eyes.
That was Joe Chavera, Heaven's Eyes. Go to joechaveramusic.com. Thank you, Joe Chavera. Beautiful song. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and have a great night. Bye-bye.